And the police in West Belfast came under sustained attack over the weekend. 29 of them were injured, some of them seriously. It happened at a bonfire site on Distillery Street. The chairperson of the Police Federation, Mark Lindsay, joins us now. Mark Lindsay, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland. Could you just take us through what happened on Distillery Street?
Yes, well, this was part of a planned operation, working in partnership, if you like, with the other departments, the Department of the Communities and Department for Infrastructure. To remove bonfire material, which against community wishes had been compiled and built up there. So whenever the police went in support, I have to stress in support of contractors, and obviously to protect those contractors, the elements of the community in there decided that they would have a bit of support and attack the police.
And attack them how? How badly hurt were they?
Well, there was quite a lot of close quarter contact with police officers. So there was everything from trolleys being used, stuff that was used for moving pallets around. There's actually pallets thrown in place. There's heavy masonry, petrol bombs, a lot of stuff that just doesn't appear from nowhere. A lot of stuff that was actually probably built up there in planning for some violence. As a result, some of the police officers received some quite serious injuries. Some received quite serious neck injuries. Officers have lost teeth. And others have been hurt quite severely around their body. So it really wasn't a good day for anybody in there. I think certainly for the police officers who try to engage with these communities, try to engage with these people, but unfortunately some very small elements of society up here still don't want to listen to reason and do what the majority want.
Yeah, I saw one report that said one officer had potentially life-changing injuries, two vertebrae broken in his back.
Yes, I spoke to him yesterday, and thankfully that wasn't the case when he attended hospital. So it was suspected at the time, and he's not, but he's very, very sore, he's very, very stiff, and he will be lying up for some time, I'd say, to recover from the injuries. But thankfully, there was no fracture.
Yeah. I saw a quote from you as well saying that you, the police, are sick of being a punch bag in all of this. What did you mean?
Well, we have moved considerably on society here, so we have to give credit. But whenever there is a breakdown in communication or a breakdown in actually resolving issues in Northern Ireland, no doubt the police, and so often the police, are left in the middle of it. And that's with both sections of society. It's really up to the politicians, the community leaders, and all the government departments. Now we have our own executive to work together to plan out and to try to resolve a lot of these issues before it gets to the stage where police officers, contractors, any part of society are put in the position where they go under attack. And as we've seen in the past, so often it is the police who are caught in the middle of this, and so often we've seen that any anger or disputes that people have result in violence, and ultimately it's also in the end of that.
And are you talking specifically about bonfires, which have been controversial for so many years now, or is it broader than that?
Well, it probably goes broader, but at the moment I think we've made significant inroads and grounds in actually resolving a lot of these issues. So at the moment, for the last couple of years, it has been the bonfires, and there has been significant progress made in that. When we look at last year around the New Lodge was very quiet this year. These issues do tend to get to surface every so often, and I think whenever people know they're coming, we know that the internment bonfires, the 12th of July bonfires, that every single year, so we need to be working harder and earlier to try to resolve any problems there before police officers. And we see that the damage sometimes that does to community relations as well. It's not something that we want to engage in. We in fact would prefer to be going in there and policing in a normal environment and a peaceful and safe environment.
I was going to ask you about how this summer compares with previous summers. This past weekend aside, was it quieter than usual?
It was, I suppose. Obviously, it was a very different summer. We had COVID and the restrictions that were on, and I think the majority of people were very, very responsible in working through the summer and not gathering. We have seen a downward trend in that sort of street violence over the past number of years. There's still pockets, and obviously for those people who are affected, it is quite distressing. But we have seen great progress, particularly with the bonfire issue and with a lot of those other social issues. It's just very, very disappointing for me that in 2020 we still see young people being manipulated by older people to attack and to be involved in violence.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark Lindsay, Chairperson of the Police Federation in Northern Ireland. It's 8:49.